though for calling in and we are fire, take your
fire, it's to still let you know every
once never swayed by the fact.
Just tuning the radio set, Nigerians now have options of many FM channels to listen to, as you have heard. It was not so even up to a few decades after independence in 1960, when the Federal Radio Corporation of Nigeria was the only radio station in the country. Historically, radio communication in Nigeria began in 1933, when the then colonial government established what was known as Radio Diffusion Service, which allowed the public to hear the British broadcasting radio service signals in certain public locations over the loudspeakers. Stories were told about how citizens then would crowd around the radio signal from the loudspeakers to release what they saw as the white man's magic. In 1950, the Radio Diffusion Service of the colonial government was renamed the Nigerian Broadcasting Service, leading to the establishment of radio stations in Lagos, Kano, and Enugu. The reorganization of the Nigerian Broadcasting Service into the Nigerian Broadcasting Corporation in 1957 further created the opportunity of more expansion in 1962, when more radio stations were established in other parts of the country. But the biggest breakthrough in radio development was in 1992, when the then military government of the Ibrahim Babangida created the National Broadcasting Commission with a decree which did not only commercialize broadcasting but also granted licenses to state government, corporate organizations, and individuals to own radio stations. This led to the upsurge of radio stations, with the country now having over 200 radio stations and Lagos topping the chart with about 30. How has the upsurge of radio stations impacted on good governance in the country? A cross-section of Lagos residents bears their minds.
Radio had actually been doing what is expected. If it was to be before, you would have been hearing people saying, oh, radio engineer station, they won't tell us the truth. But issues of that nature had not been.
Radio, by its nature, reaches more to the grassroots, especially where you begin to have broadcasting in people's languages.
Through radio, information reached the masses.
If you see taxis, buses, subsidy, they use radio everywhere. I think it has contributed.
The Lagos State Director of the National Orientation Agency, NOA, Mr. Waheed Ishola, believed that the upsurge of radio stations has contributed positively to good governance and listed wider reach and easy access to information by the public as some of the advantages of radio communication.
Through radio, you get feedback of people on various government policies, especially when programs on radio that are interactive in nature. There is always need for improvement and advance most of our radio stations. We must always ensure that we do in-depth analysis of discourse. We should ensure that they get information from all the sides so that they balance up their reportage.
An ardent listener of radio and a former staff of the FRCN, Mr. Christopher Folabi, advised radio stations to do more in setting agenda for government while at identifying the use of bad grammar and failure to do follow-up to stories as common challenges of most broadcast stations.
The major area of concern is professionalism itself. We are not being professional about what we are doing. Recently, I had calls to complain to some staff.
An executive member of the Radio, Television and Theatre Arts Workers Union in Lagos, Mr. Loyode Olajide, acknowledged the importance of radio in promoting good governance, but called on government to look into the welfare of radio workers to encourage them to put in their best.
People are actually not well motivated. The government can actually live up to its expectation concerning the welfare of the people. Things are going to be done the very best way possible.
The respondents stressed the need for government to take advantage of the large number of radio stations in the country as a tool for effective mobilization and enlightenment of the masses towards good governance, as in the case with other countries where the listening masses, including those in rural communities, have been mobilized to contribute to nation building. They said radio can also be used as a veritable tool for mass literacy campaign and promotion of unity among the various ethnic groups in the country. According to them, the use of Pidgin English by some radio stations has further helped to integrate the greater population of the people. In Lagos, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.